感谢主，这个周末让我们一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that this weekend He gathered us before His feet.
很快的就来到这次聚会第四堂。
Very quickly, this is the fourth session of this gathering.
这一次我们一同在主面前思想以赛亚书。
This time together, we meditate the book of Isaiah before the Lord.
我们从一个主题，就是以赛亚书的。讲到我们的主是君王和他所要建立的国度。
For this topic, we talk about through book of Isaiah that our Lord is our King and the kingdom He shall establish.
我们信了主耶稣。
After we believe Lord Jesus,
是因为神借着圣灵还有他的话语开了我们心里面的眼睛。
It's because God.Through the Holy Spirit and His words, open our inner eyes.
这个心里面的眼睛得开，当主真理的光照进来以后。
And when this inner eyes being opened and God's the light of truth shines within,
在我们里面呢，我们就有属灵的看见。
Then within us, we have the spiritual seeing.
所以我们第一堂讲到呢，以赛亚他的属灵的看见。
So our first session talks about the spiritual seeing of Isaiah.
我们第二堂和弟兄姊妹交通到在他看见的里面那位坐在宝座上的主。
And the second session we talks about in Isaiah seeing the Lord who sits on the throne.
第三堂呢我们交通到他要建立的国度他要得着的子民他们里面的经历。
And the third session we talk about the kingdom he shall establish and the people he shall gain and their people's experience.
今天早晨我们要讲到他旨意的完成。
And this morning we shall talk about the fulfillment of his will.
就是他借着他的子民们能够完成他的国度。
That is, through his people, he shall accomplish, establish his kingdom.
请我们一同来读以赛亚书第六章。
Please turn to, let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
我们今天从第一节开始读起。
Let's read, start from verse 1.
我们先读第一节到第四节。
Let's go from verse 1 through 4.
我们请大家同声的来读。
Please read together.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。他的荣光充满全地，因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。好，我们再从第五节读到第八节。
Then let's read from verse 5 through 8.
那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前手里拿着红炭是用火剪从坛上取下来的将炭沾我的口说看哪、啊、这炭沾了你的嘴使你的罪孽便除掉你的罪恶就赦免了我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢我说我在这里请差遣我我们再读九到十三节
Then let's read from verse 9 through 13.
他说你去告诉这百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白看是要看见却不晓得要使这百姓心蒙脂油耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷恐怕眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来便得医治我就说主啊这到几时为止呢他说直到城邑荒凉无人居住 房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉，并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地土很多，境内剩下的人若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭，像栗树、橡树，虽被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留。这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。我们请再读25章第1节。
Please also read chapter 25, verse 1.
耶和华啊，你是我的神，我要遵从你，我要称赞你的名，因为你以忠信诚实行过奇妙的事，成就你古时所定的。为着时间的缘故啊，我只讲其他我要引用的经文。
Because of time, I will just go through the verses that I will talk about.
第26章第8节开始。
Start from chapter 26, verse 8.
一直到第20节。
Till verse 20.
还有呢？44章第28节
Chapter 44, verse 28
61章第4节
Chapter 61, verse 4
然后62章第6节到第12节
And Chapter 62, verse 6 through 12
然后呢第63章15节开始
，and start from chapter 63 verse 15，
一直到第64章第12节
，till chapter 64 verse 12。
这是今天我要引用的一些的经文。
And those are the verses I will use today。
我们读以赛亚书，我们发现呢，它和新约里面的马太福音的信息。几乎是彼此呼应的。
We realize that in chapter 6 of Isaiah, it has to do with it actually echoes with the book of Matthew, Gospel book of Matthew.
我们知道马太福音呢，讲到我们的主耶稣是君王。
We know that Gospel book of Matthew talks about our Lord Jesus is King.
他来到地上传的福音叫做国度的福音。
When he shared the gospel on earth, it was called the gospel of the kingdom.
他要使得接受这国度福音的人进入他的国度。
He would like those who receive the gospel of the kingdom to enter into his kingdom.
所以马太福音的中心思想和意念呢，是君王与国度。
So the focal thought of gospel book of Matthew is king and kingdom.
以赛亚书在旧约时代，神就先预言了这件事情。
And actually, in Old Testament time, God already used Book Isaiah to prophesy this.
我们讲到呢，以赛亚在他的异象中，他看见了主高高的坐在宝座上。
In the vision of Isaiah, he saw the Lord sitting on a throne on high.
他是君王。
He is king.
那么他的国度在哪里呢
？So where is his kingdom?
我们讲到。一个君王，他的权柄能够通行到哪里，哪里才是他的国度。
So wherever the authority of this king is, then where his kingdom will be.
像我们在地上的教育告诉我们，一个国家所以成为国家有三个主要的要素。
Our education tells us that there are three major issues for a country to be called country.
第一个要素就是他的主权。
First is its authority.
第二个要素呢，是讲到它的土地。
And second is its
它的 territory.
Territory.
第二个不，第三个讲到呢，它的人民。
And the third is its people.
其实啊，这个第二个和第三个都是说到它的主权能够通行的范围。
Actually, The second and third point always talk about its sovereignty is able to, the boundary of its sovereignty.
而这个国度它的特性呢，是在它的君王的身上，在那个主权上面。
And the special characteristics of this kingdom is at its king.
所以以赛亚书我们看见了，当神要使用以赛亚来传讲他的国度的时候。
So we see that when God would like to use Isaiah to preach about his kingdom.
他先让他看见这位主坐在宝座上面。
Then he let Isaiah first see this Lord sitting on the throne.
那么在新约里面还有一卷书呢，引用以赛亚书很多的。
And there's another book in New Testament also uses a lot in Book of Isaiah.
就是在罗马书。
That's a book of Romans.
我们去查考的时候，你发现罗马书呢，从第九章开始一直到第十一章，一共引用了这个以赛亚书呢十二次。
We realize from chapter 9 through 11 of Book of Romans has used book.The verses in Book of Isaiah 12 times.
我们知道以赛亚书哈，在第二十五章第一节讲到神呢，用他忠信诚实行了奇妙的事情。
In Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1, it says that through the counsels of old are faithful and truth.
他成就了神从古时就预定的事情。
And he has done the wonderful things which God has already ordained.
我们知道神是一位有目的的神。
We know that God is the God of purpose.
他在没有创造宇宙万有、没有创造人类之前，他早就已经定好了一个旨意和目的。
Even before he created all things, and heavens and earth and man, that he already set a purpose.
那么在以赛亚书，他就预言讲到神。是借着他的忠信和诚实呢，行奇妙的事，完成了他这个目的。
So, Book of Isaiah talks about God through His faithful and truth that He has done wonderful things to accomplish this purpose.
而这个目的在保罗罗马书第九章到第十一章里面，我们称它叫做神永远的旨意。
And this purpose in Book of Romans chapter 9 through 11, we call this, that's God's eternal purpose.
那个旨意呢，简单的讲，就是基督与他的教会。
Simply speaking, that purpose is Christ and his church.
那个教会不仅仅是指着新约时代蒙恩得救的儿女。
And that church is not just pointing toward those children saved by grace in New Testament time.
也包含了在亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔就是以色列国。
And that also includes the fleshly descendant of Abraham. That's the kingdom of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我们就是从这个角度来思想以赛亚书。
So we look at, we meditate the book of Isaiah through this point.
我们看见了神把异象赏赐给以赛亚。
We see that God has given a vision to Isaiah.
因为以赛亚是一个向着神有心的人。
Because Isaiah is someone who has heart toward the Lord.
神是乐意向人启示、开人眼睛、启示他的旨意的神。
God is a God who is pleased to open people's eyes to reveal His will to them.
但是呢，他要寻找有心的人，好叫我们能够明白他的旨意。
But he is seeking those who have the heart so we can understand his will.
我们讲了以赛亚书第六章就是以赛亚所得着的异象。
Isaiah chapter 6 is the vision that Isaiah has saw.
有人讲了异象呢乃是带我们回到呢还没有创立世界以前神原初心中的那个旨意和目的。
Some people say that vision means that God bring us backTo the original purpose, even before God created all things.
今天神在地上所有的工作都是根据于那个原初不改变永远的旨意。
All of the work of God on earth today is all goes back and based on this original purpose, which never changes.
那么因着这个意象，人得着了，神才能把他执行这个旨意的计划、目的还步骤告诉人。
Because people have received this vision, therefore God is able to tell people how he can execute and the process and the fulfillment of this purpose.
而这些话语呢，就是我们在圣经里面看见的预言。
And those words are the prophecy we see in the Bible.
预言就是在我 听见的时候，或者得着神的指示的时候，还在时将来才会发生的。
Prophecy means that even before I heard or received his revelation, this is something that will happen in the future.
所以我们简单归结一下，意象是带我们回到原初。
So vision is to bring us to the beginning.
To the origin.
To the origin.
啊，那么预言呢，是在时间中让我们看见未来。
And prophecy is that let us see future in time.
所以以赛亚书呢，是一个非常完整的经历和神话语启示的记载。
So Isaiah is a very complete experience and a recording of words of God.
我们看见以赛亚有得异象的经历。
We do see that Isaiah has an experience of receiving the vision.
有说预言得预言末世的经历。
And he also has an experience of prophecy and also received the revelation of prophecy.
他把这些都记载下来，对我们来讲就是一个启示。
So as he records all those things, that becomes a revelation to us.
这是我想为着昨天前天没有来的弟兄姊妹，我稍微复习一下。
So this is a brief review for those brothers and sisters did not come in previous sessions. 那么
在第六章里面，我们看见了以赛亚得着的异象里面有至少三个重要的部分。
So there are at least three important parts of the vision that Isaiah has received.
第一个部分就是我们刚才读的第一节到第四节。
The first part is verse 1 through 4.
在那里我们看见主坐在宝座上，这宝座呢是高高的宝座上面。
We see the Lord sitting upon a throne on high.
那么我们看见以赛亚看见了君王。
Isaiah has seen the king.
那么借着这一个意象，我们看见了神的国度，这位决定神国度性质的君王，他的重特点是在他的生命上面。
So through this, we see that this king who determines how the kingdom will be, the special characteristics is about his life.
我们知道他是主，他是全宇宙的主人，是啊。这就是主人哈，英文有两个字，一个是 owner， 另外一个是 master。
We know that he is the master of all things。
啊，这是那是以赛亚看见了，他是我的主人。
So Isaiah saw that he is my master。
他是万有的主人。
And he's the master of all things。
啊，我们是属于他的。
We belong to him。
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的认识和经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important understanding and experience.
那么这一位主人，他到底是怎样一位主人呢？是借着那撒拉佛的宣告表明出来。
So what kind of master exactly he is? That is through the proclamation of seraphims.
那个宣告我们昨天讲到呢，乃是他的生命的一个表现。
And that proclamation is a manifestation of his life.
他是独一的，他是圣洁的。
He's the only and also he's holy.
因着这个生命，显出了他做君王的权柄。
Because of this life,It expresses the sovereignty of him being the king.
也唯有在这个生命里面，人才认识神的荣耀。
And only in this life, people can understand God's glory.
也在神的家中呢，也因着这个生命，神的儿女们和一切不属于神的事有一个分别。
And because of this life in the house of God, that God's children can be separated from all things that does not belong to God.
那就是殿的门槛的意义。
And that's the meaning of the threshold of the door of the temple.
若是我们不活在这个生命里面，我们和世上的人没有什么分别的。
If we do not live in this life, there's no separation from us with the worldly people.
这个生命也成为神儿女们的保护。
And this life also becomes the protection of God's children.
这个生命也成为神儿女们还有教会的标准。
And this life is also the standard of God's children and the church.
这是以赛亚在异象中第一部分里面主要的内容。
That's the major content of the vision, the first part of the vision.
那么第二部分我们讲到，因着他看见了这位坐宝座的是怎样的一位。
And the second part we talk about because he saw.Who exactly is the one that sits on the throne?
在他里面就有一些非常个人的、非常深刻的、也非常重要的经历。
So within him, there's a very personal and very with a deep impression and important experience.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们悟性得着是宝贵的，但是呢，不长久的。
Brothers, sisters, it's
不是永远的。
It's very precious that we understand in our intelligence, but it's only temporal, not eternal.
所以今天基督徒不是学习你就可以做基督徒的。
So it is not to learn to become a Christian.
你必须要借着信心看见，而且在生命里面有这样真实的经历，那你我们生命就改变了。
We should see it by faith and also have such real experience in life, then we shall be changed.
那在以赛亚身上呢，这个经历也有三方面。
And there are also three aspects on Isaiah with this experience.
第一面我们昨天讲到的是光照。
First is enlightening.
这个光照呢，让他看见了自己。
This light shines and then he saw himself.
看见他人性呢，被撒旦被罪所玷污，何等的可怕！
He saw how terrifying it is for a human nature to be corrupted by sin and Satan.
他认识了自己生活的环境。
He understand the circumstances, situation.
那么第二部分呢？他得着了洁净。
And secondly, he was being cleansed.
好，我们讲到天使从祭坛上面拿了烧着的火炭。好，我圣经翻得很文雅，说沾他的嘴唇呢。我翻了烫他的嘴唇，一下就听到滋的声音了。
We see that in the Bible it says that the angels took the coal of the fire from the altar to lay it upon Isaiah's lips, but actually I said actually burn his lips.
我们昨天讲到这个经历呢，叫我们的耳朵被开通。
We say that this experience will open our ears.
它的结果就是我们有一个受教的舌头，能够为神说话。
The result is that we have a teachable lips that we can speak for God.
这个在五十章
That's
第四节到第五节里面记载。
That's being recorded in chapter 50, verse 4 and 5.
那句话完全的应验了，是在我们主耶稣的身上。
Of course, that verse is completely fulfilled on Lord Jesus Christ.
神赐给他一个受教者的舌头，每天早晨开通他的耳朵，让他能够听见神的声音。
God has given him the teachable lips every year, every morning that open his ears so he can hear the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是得洁净而产生生命里面的经历。
That's the experience of life as the result of being cleansed.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们会听见有人问呢，主为什么常常跟他说话，为什么不跟我说话呢？
Brother, sister, sometimes we often hear people ask, how come Lord speak to that person but not talk to me?
可能有很多原因啊。
There might be many reasons.
但是其中一个原因从以赛亚书里面看，因为你不洁净。
Then one of the reasons from book of Isaiah we see that that's because you are not clean.
因为你的耳朵没有开通。
Because your ears not open.
所以呢，神主说了话，但是我却不知道他说话。
So God has spoken, but I do not realize it.
这是我们看见活在君王意象宝座底意象底下，我们得着的经历，生命的改变。
So we see that's the experience, the change of life as we live under the throne of the King.
那么他第三个生命里面的经历
，and the third experience in life.
他就偶然就听见神的呼召，他就把自己献上。
And he just overheard the calling of God, and he offered up himself.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹有多少人，你真的把自己。奉献给主过。
I don't know if how many of us here have you really offer up yourself to the Lord.
献上自己啊，不是所谓的就你就要出来全时间做工人。
Offer yourself does not mean that you have to be a full-time minister.
献上自己来说，耶稣基督在我里面呢，真的做王了。
To offer yourself means that Lord Jesus in me is truly the King.
他可以管我了。
He can reign over me.
他一点点的感动在我里面呢，我不敢轻看他。
I do not dare.
不敢违背他。
I do not dare to despise this or being disobedient of this little touching me.
我们何等要祷告主，主啊，求你把你的荣耀显在我里面，好叫我服下来。
How much we need to pray that Lord, just may you shine your glory in me, so I can be bowed down and prostrate.
今天很多时候我们在主面前敢为他出主意。
Very often we dare to give to.Plan something or give our counsel for him.
我们常常用自己做标准， 去判断事情，判断人。
We often use ourselves as standard to judge others or things.
那是因为我们里面没有看过主的荣耀。
That is because we have not seen the glory of the Lord.
我们里面没有王。
We do not have king within us. 你知道
四世纪的最后的一句话，他说那时以色列人中没有王，个人行自己眼中看为对的事。
The last verse in the Judges says that there was no king in Israel. Therefore, everyone does what's good in their own eyes.
他们都是神的儿女。
They are all God's children.
他们也承认神是神。
They also confess that God is God.
但是神不是他们的标准。
But God is not their standard.
因为他们不以神做他们的王。
Because they do not see God as their king.
每个人都看自己眼中认为对的事，那什么意思呢？就是我就是标准。
Each one do what's good in their own eyes. That means that myself is my standard.
那一天，以赛亚在宝座的意象前，他倒下来了。
That day, that Isaiah was totally fall down before the vision of the throne.
这是国度子民必须的经历，而且是重要的经历。
That is a must, an important experience of the people of the kingdom.
我们要求主给我们在这个经历上要深刻。
We need to pray the Lord to give us a deep impression about this experience.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要来到神永远旨意的完成。
This morning we will come to the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
就是主得着了这一班的人，他的主权能够通行在他们的身上。
That is after God received this group of people and His sovereignty is able to go thoroughly about them.
并且能够呢在他们中间通行出来。
And it can be
executed among them.
It can be executed among them.
弟兄姊妹，那就讲到教会。
And that talks about church.
先从个人，然后达到教会团体。
Start from individual, then to the group, which is a church.
那就是神给我们的托付。
And that is an entrustment from God.
这个记载在以赛亚书第六章第九节。到第十三节。
And this is being recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 through 13.
当我们读这一段的时候，我们觉得以赛亚得着一个难的差事啊。
So when we read this, we feel Isaiah has received some very difficult mission.
神告诉他说啊，你要去告诉这些百姓，就是我的儿女。
God told him that you should tell these people, which is God's children.
你们呢？听是要听见，却不明白。
You hear indeed, but understand not.
看是要看见，却不晓得。
See you indeed, but perceive not.
然后呢，他说，要使这百姓的心呢，蒙上脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes.
恐怕呢，他们耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得医治。
Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed.
弟兄姊妹，我们昨天前天都讲到，以赛亚他自从得着这个异象以后，他在他的同胞们中间的服侍，确实就是这样的经历。
In the past 2 days, we say that after Isaiah received the vision, his ministry among his people is truly having this.Experience.
当亚哈斯做王的时候，他怎么讲亚哈斯都不听。
When Ahaz was the king, that regardless of whatever Isaiah says, Ahaz did not listen.
他是听见了，但是他不觉得这个有什么了不起，不觉得这个重要。
Ahaz heard, but he did not think it was important.
他看了，但是他却不明白，看不见里面真正的意义。
He saw it, but he did not understand the true meaning of it.
不仅亚哈斯这样，
Not only Ahaz was like this.
一直到主耶稣降生在地上，主在犹太人中间行走，他们还是拒绝他。
Even when Lord Jesus was born on earth, that as he walked among the Jews, that Jewish people still rejected him.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅是肉身亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔，就是犹太人是这样。
Not only the fleshly descendant of Abraham was like this, not those.Jews were like this.
弟兄姊妹们，今天亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔就是教会神的儿女们，大部分也是这样。
Even most of the spiritual descendants of Abraham, that is church, is also like this today.
弟兄姊妹，我自己承认，我蒙恩 很小的时候就听见福音。
I have to confess that after I got saved, I actually heard about gospel when I was very young.
但是我蒙恩的前十五年呢，可以说就是油蒙了心。
But for the first 15 years after I received the grace, it was almost like my heart was full of fat.
不是说我不信主，也不是说我不祷告。
Not that I do not believe the Lord, nor I don't pray.
但只有我需要的时候，他才是我的主。
But only when I need him, he becomes my Lord.
我不知道他的需要是什么。
I did not know what his need is.
我也不觉得我需要服下来。
I did not feel I need to bow down.
甚至连在服侍的事情上，我都有我自己的主见和成见。
I even have my own opinions or subjective issues in terms of service.
神的百姓从旧约的历史，一直到新约教会的历史。
From the Old Testament history until the history in New Testament.
我称这种光景叫做生了属灵的病。
I call this kind of condition a spiritual illness.
这个属灵的病呢，是怎么来的呢？
So how does spiritual illness come from?
它是因为人落进了仁义的里面。
Because man falls into their own mind.
落进了传统的里面。
Fall into tradition.
落进了习惯的里面。
Fall into habits.
落进了工作的需要的里面。
Fall into the need of work.
或者工作的欲望的里面。
Or the desire to work.
弟兄姊妹们，这个时候主借着圣灵，借着他的仆人说话，我们听却听不见。
Now the Lord speaks through the Holy Spirit or through His servant. We heard, but we cannot hear.
我们看是看到了，我们也看不见。
We do see, but actually we cannot perceive.
弟兄姊妹，这是因为人的心蒙了脂油。
That is because the heart of man are being fattened.
人的耳朵发沉。
And their ears grow heavy.
人的眼睛昏迷。
And their eyes cannot see.
心蒙脂油啊，今天在健康上是个很大的危险，对不对？
It's a great risk if our hearts are fattened.
我碰到有些朋友讲说，我的心脏肿大。中文叫肿大，英文叫做 congestive heart problem.
I heard some of my friends have congestive heart problem.
那心脏肥厚啊，里面太多油了。
As the heart has a lot of fat inside,
所以整个人生活都会受影响。
So his entire life will be affected.
弟兄姊妹，这肉身上是一个病，属灵上如果我们属灵的心出了问题，弟兄姊妹，那叫属灵的疾病。
That is a fleshly illness, but if our spiritual heart has problem, that becomes a spiritual illness.
当人落进这种情况里面的时候，
When man fall into such conditions,
我们一切的努力。爱主摆上的其实都变成了一个形式，会是一个枉然的事情。
All of our heart, our effort and our love toward the Lord all become a form which is all vanity.
变成外貌的一个敬虔。
It's only an outward godliness.
是神的旨意无法成就。
So God's will cannot be fulfilled.
甚至会叫神的国度在我们中间失落了。
And even the kingdom of God should be lost among us.
我举个例子，就在以赛亚书里面。
Let me give an example from Book Isaiah.
我们第一天晚上讲到呢，西西家王得着了非常的帮助。
The first night we talk about King Hezekiah has received a very special help.
是借着以赛亚的服事，他得着了拯救。
That is, he received deliverance through the ministry of Isaiah.
神的百姓们呢，从亚述帝国的侵扰和围困底下，得着了释放和自由。
The people of God that's being delivered from the Assyria's siege and also bondage.
然后呢，这个西西家王得了病，有人讲他可能得了 cancer.
And King Hezekiah got ill, and some people say he might have cancer.
神也用奇妙的方式医治了他。
And God healed him very amazingly.
结果在这样情况底下呢，他不知不觉的就自我感觉良好起来了。
And without him realizing in such condition, he started to be proud about himself.
这个今天 feel good about himself.
He started to feel good about himself.
你知道今天呢，很多人传讲啊，就是你信耶稣，你的自我感觉就会好起来。
That many people now preach that if you believe into Jesus, then you start to feel good about yourself.
认为这个就是福音。
They think they thought.
姊妹，其实这是非常危险的。
That's very dangerous, actually.
你知道，西西家王病好了以后，自我感觉真是良好啊，而且还有各地的使臣都来向他道贺。其中有一个，就是刚刚在中东兴起来的一个国家，他的王子来了，就是巴比伦的王子。
After Hezekiah was healed, he truly felt so good about himself, and there were a lot of rulers from different countries to come to congratulate him. And one of them is from a prince from Babylon.
基督徒有时候做见证呢，一半的荣耀归给主，另外一半荣耀归给自己，大家都来听我讲见证，哇，多好啊！
So sometimes when Christians give testimonies, actually they give half of the glory to God, half of the glory to themselves, and they feel so good because everyone listened to my testimony. That is very dangerous.
这个王子来了，西西家高兴得不得了，他就送了礼物，他就把自己家所有的事情都给他看。When
this prince came to visit Hezekiah, he was so happy, so he gave him gifts and showed him everything in his house.
这给我们看见，西西家的心中神不是他的王。
That showed us that king was, Lord was not the king in Hezekiah's heart.
等到那个使臣走了以后，以赛亚去问他，这个人从哪里来？
After that prince left, Isaiah asked Hezekiah, "Who is this person coming from?"
然后第二个问他，他向你说了什么？
And second, Isaiah asked, "What did he say to you?"
第三个，你向他说，你给他看了什么？
Third question, so what did you show him?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个王子就是后来的尼布甲尼撒王。Actually,
we know that that prince was the king Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒祖父，后来就把犹大国灭了。And
the grandfather of King Nebuchadnezzar actually destroyed kingdom of Judah.
弟兄姊妹们，西西家讲了以后呢，那么以赛亚告诉他说啊，你愚蠢。 你做了这件事啊，叫你的国被灭亡。Isaiah
told Hezekiah that you have done foolish things, which will destroy your kingdom.
那么西西家说没有关系，只要我活着的时候呢，能享太平就好了。But
Hezekiah said that it's okay as long as I have peace when I live.
你就看见啊，西西家做王是为着自己，不是为着神。
So you see that Hezekiah be the king for himself, not for God.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是以赛亚所承担使命所要面对的环境。That
is the environment that Isaiah have to face when he bear the entrustment on him.
当人一落进了属灵的疾病，落进自己的意念、传统习惯、工作的欲望和需要、名声这些里面去的时候。
When men fall into the spiritual illness, falls into the need of work or their own desire or the habit or tradition.
我们一切的敬拜，一切的努力，在神的眼中都没有价值。
There's no value at all in God's eyes with all of our effort or worship.
而且我们会成为仇敌手中的工具。And
we also become the vessel of the enemy.
使神的国度的实际，在神的儿女们中间会失落。
So the reality of God's kingdom will be lost among his children.
使得神的儿女们被仇敌任意的欺压和辖制。
And God's children shall be taken advantage of, oppressed, and being bound by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，神借着先知以赛亚去告诉他的儿女们，你们这样行，所以你们要亡国，你们要被掳，你们要荒凉，你们要衰败。
God through prophet Isaiah tell his children that because you do this, therefore your country should be destroyed and you should be desolate and also lay waste.
这是我们人都不喜欢做的事，对不对？
And that's not something we like to do, right?
人都喜欢报喜不报忧嘛，对不对？
Men all like to give our good news, not bad news.
但你要向主忠心的话，你必须要讲诚实话。
But in order to be faithful to the Lord, you have to say honest things.
所以这一个托付里面呢。 神告诉借着以赛亚说出后来世代神在地上工作的法则。
So that through Isaiah, God tells his people the his principle of working in later generations.
也告诉神儿女们呢，神工作的那个步骤。
And also tells his children the steps of God's work.
就是呢，借着被掳的管教。
That is through the discipline of being taken captive.
神要在他的儿女们中间呢，得着一般真正国度的子。
God among his children will receive a true people belongs to a kingdom.
那个国度的子民呢，就是有国度实际在他们身上。
That group of people of the kingdom, they have the reality of the kingdom on them.
不是说神就放弃了所有的人不管了，以后所有的人还是要进到国度里了。
Not that God just let go of all others and do not care about them. Later on, they should still enter into a kingdom.
我讲的这个国度是将来神旨意完成的时候那个荣耀的国度。
The kingdom I talk about is the glorious kingdom when God's will has been fulfilled.
所以这一般人呢，神告诉以赛亚书呢，原来那个国度啊，像栗树，像橡树，长得又高又直，但是被砍倒。
So God tells Isaiah that for this kingdom, it was just like a tail tree and oak, which is very tall, but however, it's been cast off.
砍倒以后呢，大家就看没希望了。
And people thought there's no hope.
但是神说不不不。
But God said no.
他们砍剩下的呢，比他们原来人数十分之一都少。
What's left is actually even less than the one tenth of their original number.
而且即便这十分之一呢，回来他们还是被吞吃了。
And even when the one-tenth come back, they shall still be swallowed up.
但是这个树墩子它仍然存留，我就能完成我的旨意。
But as long as this trunk still exists, I can fulfill my will.
因为在他们的里面，我的生命的性质没有失去，他们是圣洁的种类。
Because in them, my nature of life has not been lost. They are the holy seed.
他们一直活在这个生命的感觉。生命掌权的实际的里面。
They always have lived in this sense of life and this reality of sovereignty of life being in reign.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等不容易的一个使命。
How such a hard task this is.
这些因被掳的苦难，他们成为一般体贴神心意的。
Because of the suffering of taken captive, so therefore they become those who care about God's will.
所以在他们的一生中间，他们被神得着，成为与神同工的器皿。
So in their whole life, they are being gained by God and also become co-worker with God.
使神的旨意成全。
So God's will can be accomplished.
在旧约时代，这一般被掳归回的人，他们怎样引进弥赛亚第一次到地上来？
So in the Old Testament, those being returned from their captivity, they have led Messiah.
They ushered the coming, the first coming of the Messiah.
They ushered the first coming of Messiah.
那么，在新约时代也有一般在原则上相同的人。
And also in the New Testament time, there's the same group of people within the same principle.
他们体贴神的旨意。
They care about their mind, God's will.
他们把自己献给主。
And they offer themselves unto God.
他们原来是什么身份，他就守住那个身份。
They keep their original status.
但是他们人生是为着神。
But their life is for God.
是为着神的满足。
For God's satisfaction.
为着他的国度。
For his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹就引进主耶稣第二次的回来，他就建立他的国度在地上。
And they usher in the second coming of the Lord, and he established his kingdom on earth.
所以这一段圣经呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹讲一点。这一般少数的人称作渔民的人。
So we will talk about this group of people who are called remnant.
这些人呢，他们有一些的特点。
And they have some special characteristics.
巴不得主把这些特点呢，做在你和我的身上。
We really hope the Lord work about those special characteristics on you.
我们真能成为引进基督弥赛亚国度的人。
So we can truly become the people who are ushering the Lord Jesus and the kingdom of Messiah.
我们知道这一般人呢，他们经历过神的管教。
We know that this group of people have experienced the discipline of God.
在二十六章第八节。
In chapter 26, verse 8.
他们有一个祷告。
They have a prayer.
他说：“耶和华啊，我们在你行审判的路上等候你。”
They say, "In the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee?"
我们心里所羡慕的是你的名 就是你那可纪念的名。
The desire of our soul is thy name, and to the remembrance of thee.
今天很多人呢，在神的家里面做儿女，只要神满足他。
There are many people being children of God. They only want God to satisfy them.
但是，若是神要修正他一下，他立刻跟主生气。
But if God would like to correct them, then they got mad with God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种光景表现过？
Do you have this kind of condition?
我们在肉身家庭如果有兄弟姊妹的话，
If we have brothers and sisters in our family,
有的时候父母亲啊，可能有一点的失误。
Sometimes parents might make little mistakes.
对大的，前面的几个管教很严，小的呢，就疼爱有加，像养宠物一样。
They might be very strict to the first elder children, but to the young ones, they become spoiled.
你就发现，那个从小被管教的，长大都没问题。
Then you realize those who are being disciplined since they were young, they had no problem after growing up.
从小呢，像宠物一样养大的，将来长大呢，就是爸爸妈妈的苦难。
For those being spoiled, later when they grow up, become the suffering of parents.
弟兄姊妹们。大部分神的儿女们都希望神呢养他们像养宠物一样。
Most of God's children hope God can treat them as pets.
神不能要求他。
God cannot request
只能照着他的意思做事情。
God can only do things according to their will.
做他的救主，不能做他的君王。
So God can only be their savior, but not be their king.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意这样子被养大吗？
So, brother, sister, are you willing to be treated like this?
我年轻的时候对这个一点都不懂。
When I was young, I did not understand about this.
但是我服侍的时候，有一些在别的聚会非常爱主的弟兄姊妹呢，我们每个礼拜聚在一起，有一点祷告，有一点交通。
But when I start to serve, there are brothers and sisters from other gathering. We serve together, and every week we gather together to pray and fellowship.
有一位弟兄啊，有一天他来啊，他很高兴。他说：“伯弟兄啊，我感谢赞美主。”我说：“什么事情啊？主给你什么祝福啊？”
One time, a brother came and he was so happy. He said that, "Brother Bo, I thank and praise the Lord." I asked him, "So what kind of blessing have you received?"
他说：“主啊，管教我了，我真是感谢他。”
He said that the Lord has disciplined me. I'm so thankful.
我就听他做见证。
And he gave testimony.
他讲的时候啊，脸上真是放光喜乐。
When he shared, his face was full of joy and shines.
他生了一个突然来的一个流行性的病。
And actually, he had an illness that just come all of a sudden.
身体非常的软弱。
And he became so weak physically.
他说，这个病一到我身上，我就知道这是主的手。
As soon as I got sick, I know this is the hand of God.
因为他是做生意的人。
Because he was a businessman.
他在某一件事情上面呢，他违背了主。
In certain things, he was disobedient to the Lord.
他就伏下来在主面前认罪祷告，祷告完了起来，病就走了。
So he humbled and bowed down and prayed before the Lord. After he prayed, that the illness was gone.
那一天他讲啊，我羡慕的不得了。我说什么时候主会管教我呢？
When I heard this, I was in such desire that I asked, "When will the Lord discipline me?"
你知道，真的认识主的人就知道被管教。那就是神的爱。
So those who know the Lord knows that if being disciplined, that's the love of God.
希伯来书第十二章里面讲到，父所爱的，他所生的，将来承受产业的，他一定管。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 12 says that the one the father loves, the one who inherit the inheritance, he will definitely discipline.
如果你是私生子，他就不管你。
And if you are the bastard,
他就把你当宠物养。
Then he does not care. He just spoils you.
弟兄姊妹，你身上有没有主管教的痕？
Do you have the mark of being disciplined by the Lord?
我们要感谢主啊！如果你有，你要感谢主。
If you have, we have to thank the Lord.
在神的管教中啊，这个人是柔软的。
They are very soft under the discipline of God.
他们在主的管教中是谦卑的。
In the discipline of God, they are humble.
不仅过去的管教使他们谦卑柔软。
Not only the past disciplines help them to be humble and soft.
现在呢，他说我们呢，在你管刑审判的路上等候你，你来，你经过的时候就可以审判我。
Even now, they say that they wait for him in the way of his judgment. That as you pass by, you can judge me.
我不晓得我们在座年轻人呢，你喜不喜欢听别人给你提点意见？
I don't know if young people here, if you like it when people give you some opinion or suggestions.
你知道我现在这个年纪，有人跟我提意见，他们都很客气，很谦卑。伯弟兄，不好意思，对不起哈，我跟你提点意见。
In my age now, when people would like to give me some suggestions, they're very humble and gentle. They say that, I'm sorry, Brother Board, let me give you some suggestions.
他提一点意见呢，他那么谦卑，我心里还是不受用。
But even though they are so humble, but I still do not...
你觉得我讲得不好，对不对？ 所以你才提意见。
But I still do not really take it into heart because I thought, is it because you think I did not say well?
当我用这种态度，我就不会在行审判的路上等候神。
If I have such attitude, then I cannot wait for God in the way of his judgment.
主能够用任何的人来教我。
The Lord can teach me using everyone.
比我年纪大的，当然我应该听他的。
Those who are older than me, of course, I should listen.
跟我同辈的，他们劝我，当然我应该听他们。
And those who are around the same age as me, of course, I should listen to their consolation.
而且我听他应该像，好像是主。 在对我说话。
I should listen to them as if the Lord speaks to me.
或者现在主用一个比我年轻的，根本比我孩子还小的人来修理我，我说阿门。
Or even if the Lord discipline me with someone who's even younger than my child, then I have to say amen.
这是那一般渔民第一个特点。That's
the first special characteristics of the remnant.
他们说我们所心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的。
They say the desire of their soul is his name, the name of the remembrance.
一个被管教过的人，主的名放在我们的身上，才不受羞辱。
For someone who has gone through discipline, when the name of the Lord being on us, then shall not be ashamed.
因为他爱主的名，所以他愿意接受管教。
Because they love the name of the Lord, so they are willing to be under discipline.
第二个点。
Second point.
我们读26章第12节。
Chapter 26, verse 12.
他说：“耶和华，你并派定我们得平安，因为你我们所做的事都是你给我们成就的。”
Lord, Thou wilt ordain peace for us, for Thou also has wrought all our works in us.
他们生命中一切的经历和改变，都是神亲手做成。
For all of their experiences and change in their life is all done by the work of God.
接受管教呢，使那个人身上开始有神的工作。
To receive discipline enable this person to have the beginning of work of God on them.
一个人身上没有神工作的痕迹，他不能为神工作。
If someone have no mark of the work of God on them, they cannot work for God.
但是我们看今天多少人呢？ 身上原样未变，但是为着神的工作非常非常热心。
But today we see so many people never change, but they are so zealous for the work of God.
这么一热心呢，耳朵就聋了，心就肥了，我们眼睛就昏花了。
As soon as they become zealous, their eyes become blind and ears cannot hear and heart become fat.
真正被神做过工的人，他知道他不能做工。
For those who truly has been worked by God, they know they cannot do any work.
他能够为做成一点，他承认说这是你亲手做的。
If they can do just little bit, they have to confess that is truly done by God
himself. 是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
告诉我们说，他们的信心在主面前是完全的。
Their faith before God is perfect.
他们相信并且依靠主。
They trust and also depend on the Lord.
然后呢，到第二十六章第十三节。
And chapter 26, verse 13.
耶和华我们的神啊，在你以外曾有别的主管辖我们，但我们专要依靠你，提你的名。O
Lord God. Other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name.
在他们身上呢，神除去了其他的主。
In them, the Lord has removed all other lords.
他们承认，我虽然是被主救赎回来的，我也称耶稣、称神做我的主。
They confess that although we are being saved by the Lord, and we confess that God is my Lord.
但是在实际的生活的里面。 实际的侍奉里面, 很多其他的事物或人做了我的主。
But in reality of life and services, many other things or people become my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那是什么吗？
Do you know what that is?
那个叫做拜偶像。
That is worshiping the idols.
以别的代替神耶和华的，那叫做拜偶像。
To have others instead of Lord Jehovah, that is called worshiping idols.
偶像不一定是外面真的你有一个东西。
To worship idols is not just something outward.
所以有的人的偶像呢是自己的儿女。
Some people's idols are their own children. Why is that?
儿女一叫不聚会不服侍。
When children ask them, then they don't come to gatherings nor serve.
有的人的偶像是自己的名声。
And some people's idols are their own.
如果我做件事，大家都看见，大家会称赞我，我一定做。如果没人看，我不做。
If people can see I do this thing and praise me, then I do. Otherwise, I don't do.
有一次，甚至一个福音派的一个侍奉主的弟兄跟我讲，
福音派
这个 evangelical pastor.
Once an evangelical pastor told me.
他跟我讲，他说伯弟兄啊，我们福音派的福音就是我们的偶像。
He told me that the gospel in our evangelical domination is our idol. And I told him that actually this is very serious.
他说不，是真的。
And he said, actually, that is true. And he told me a lot of situations.
他说你看看，这是不是我们把那个东西当作偶像？
And he said, isn't that we just see this become our idol?
但是这些渔民在神的管教审判中，他们被炼尽，把这些放下。
But all those remnants under God's discipline and training, that they are being purified and they lay down all these.
他们承认说，在你以外，以前呢，有别的主管辖过我们。
So they confess that other lords besides God have dominion over them.
但是现在呢，我们只专心的要依靠你，只提你的名。
But now only we will make mention of your name.
弟兄姊妹，这些经历啊，都应该是我们的经历。
Those should also be our experience.
我们才真的让神在我们身上恢复他君王的主权。
So we enable God to restore His sovereignty as a king on us.
所以有的人啊，为着这样的学习啊，会得罪别人的。
So for some people who learn this way, they might wrong other people.
因为主在他里面给他就是他的限制。
Because Lord in them is their boundary.
别人就会说啊，像你这样，我以后不能信任你。
And other people might say that someone like you, I cannot trust you anymore.
我读过一个弟兄，他年轻的时候见证。
I read a testimony of a brother when he was young.
那个时候他们火热的要传福音。
They were so zealous to share gospel.
他们也祷告。
And also they pray.
那么觉得也是主带领。
And they also felt it was a guiding of the Lord.
他们就到一个乡下的地方去租了个房子，准备好了要到那里去开一个福音的点。
And they rent a house in countryside, and they were prepared to open up the gospel point there.
他们几位弟兄呢，心里非常火热，因为觉得遵行主的旨意。
And those few brothers were so zealous because they felt they were following Lord's will.
在他们要去传福音出发的前一天呢，被他的爸爸妈妈知道。
But the day before they were going there to share gospel, their parents know about this.
他们那时候都还没有满十八岁，都还在家里面。在父母的权柄底下。
At that time, they were still not yet 18 years old, so they were still under the rule of their parents.
他父母亲也是基督徒，但是一听这个，说你们不能去，就不让他去。
Their parents were also Christians, but when parents heard this, they did not allow the children to go.
那么他为了要学习啊，主的话语的教导，让主在他身上做主，他就跟他的同伴讲啊，我不能去了。
In order for him to learn that the Lord's words should be Lord on him, so he told other brothers he could not go.
那些弟兄们就非常生气。
So other brothers got so mad.
说当初最先发起的是你，要我们祷告的是你，一起去租房子的是你，现在你说你不去了。
And they say that you were the one who initiated this, and you are the one who asked us to pray or rent a house, but now you say you can't go.
他怎么解释也不行。
No matter how he explained it, they could not let him go.
另外一个弟兄也是个领头的，就跟他讲说：“你这样的为人呢、啊，叫我们以后很难再信任。”
And another brother who also one of the leaders told him that for someone like you doing this now, I cannot trust you anymore.
但他就在这个点上面学习，主啊，我现在还看不见你，但是我看得见你设立的权柄在我身上，就是我的父母，我要顺服。
But he's learning that although he cannot see Lord now, but he's obeying the parents, that's the authority Lord has set over him at that moment.
他忍受别人的误会、批评，甚至弃绝。
And he endured all the misunderstanding and even forsaking of others.
但是过了几个月，他们放假了，哎，时候到了，主就成全，到那里去传福音呢，几乎全村的人都得救。
But after a few months, when they had a break, that the Lord just accomplished this, so they were able to go there to share gospel, and a lot of people got saved.
因为他学习尊主的名为圣。
For he learned that hallowed be the Lord's name.
第四个点，26:15.
And fourth point, chapter 26:15.
耶和华，你增添国民，你增添国民，你得了荣耀，又扩张地的四境。
Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified and hast removed it far unto all the ends of earth.
这一般呢，还尊重神的圣洁生命在他们里面做主、做君王的儿女，他们生命的度量增加了。
They also respect those who also have the king in reign of them, and so their capacity has been enlarged.
他们的这个地的四境扩大了，境界扩大了。
And their territory is also enlarged.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到啊，这一般人他们在主里面生命不断的更新。
So it talks about their life in the Lord is continually renewing.
若是一个聚集的话，主也把真正爱慕生命的人增加在他们中间。
And if that's a gathering, then Lord also increase those who love the life of the Lord to be among them.
那么接下来我要快快讲啊，他们呢，他们有一种祷告的生活。
And also they have the life of prayers.
第16节开始，
Start
17节。
From verse 16-17.
耶和华啊，他们在极难中寻求你，你的惩罚临到他们身上，他们就倾心吐胆祷告你。妇人怀孕临产疼痛，在痛苦之中喊叫，耶和华，我们在你面前也是如此。
Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They pour out a prayer when they chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draws near the time of her delivery, is in pain and cries out in her pains. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊，做丈夫的有没有陪你的妻子生产的时候在产房里面。
I don't know if husbands have ever be with the wife during their delivery.
现在在美国生产很舒服，痛的时候一喊呢，医生就给你打麻药，你就不痛了。
It's very uncomfortable that when giving birth in the United States, when you feel the pain, then the doctor just give you an anesthesia.
所以在美国产房呢，听不见这个惨难的喊叫。
So in the U.S. hospitals, you cannot hear the pain of the crying for travail.
有一位姊妹哈，她第一胎是在中国生的。
One of the sisters, her first child was born in China.
第二胎呢，在美国生的。
And the second child was born in the U.S.
这个差别好大啊！美国的这个产房没声音的，在中国产房呢，那个声音很大很大的。
She said there's a big difference that in U.S. you don't hear anyone cry for travail, but in China there's a very loud cry.
我们这种舒服的环境里面，人都怕痛。
And in such comfortable environment, people are afraid of pain.
但是神管教的过程呢，像惨难一样。
But the process of God's discipline is just like travail.
那个惨难呢，很自然的，你在那里呻吟也好，呼喊也好。弟兄姊妹，神收纳这些祷告。
And with that travailing, whether you cry or just weep, but God has accepted those prayers.
今天的教会中，这种的祷告很少很少。
There are very few this kind of prayers in church today.
我有一次读到斯百克弟兄讲他们的侍奉。
Once I read the ministry of Brother Spark.
他们经历第二次世界大战，英国天天被轰炸。
They have gone through Second World War that in England every day was being attacked.
他们的聚会，礼拜二有一个祷告聚会，是彼此代祷。
And on their Tuesday, there was prayer meeting, and they pray for each other.
家里的猫生病了，提出来，我们就为它祷告。
If the cat gets sick at someone's home, then they pray for it.
这个生活小事彼此带到，这是弟兄相爱，这是生活。
That's the life of brother in love. They just pray for one another.
礼拜六他们有半天的祷告。
And Saturday they have half day prayer meeting.
但这些人呢，跪在那里就为着神的国度降临，为着主耶稣回来。
And this group of people kneel there to pray for the kingdom of Lord.
你看这种祷告聚会是很难去的。
And that's a very hard prayer gathering.
我自己读到那里，我祷告了好久，说主啊，你给我这样同伴。我在我们服事的环境里面，我报告了，邀请了，来了三个人。
When I read this, I asked the Lord to give me such a companion like this. So after I invite them or announced, only three people came.
我们到这里来，不要为头痛祷告，不要为生孩子祷告，我们为着主的国度祷告。结果还是主啊，我今天怎样怎样，还是祷告这些。
I told them we do not pray for each other's needs, but pray for the Lord's kingdom. But after we start pray, we still pray, end up praying for each other's needs.
这一次主把以赛亚书后来把这感觉给我，就是朱弟兄告诉我说，在 Newark 礼拜六一个月有一次，有一些弟兄姊妹为着国度祷告。哎呀，我听你非常的向往。
I have heard that Brother Freedom told me that in Newark once a month that there's a group of brothers and sisters pray for the Lord's kingdom, and I have such desire for this.
你知道在以赛亚书啊，五十九章那里，神诧异说：“为什么没有人祷告呢？为什么没有人代求呢
？”In Book of Isaiah, Chapter 59, that God really wondered, amazed that how come there's nobody interceding, nobody prays.
好，我们知道，不是说那个时代，一个时代里面没有人祷告，乃是神的国度没有人关心。
It's not that in that generation nobody prays, but it's that nobody cares about God's kingdom.
所以主耶稣在路加福音十八章讲到一个不义的官和窃求的寡妇。
So in Gospel Book of Luke, Chapter 18, Lord Jesus said there was an unrighteous ruler and a widow who seeks very earnestly.
啊，这个寡妇啊，天天去到这个不义的官面前说：“我冤啊，我冤啊！”天天去打鼓。要这个法官升堂。
And this widow every day come to ask this unrighteous judge, saying that she's being wronged.
这个不义的官呢，起先根本这个人不理他。
And at first, this unrighteous ruler did not care about this widow.
但是他天天来敲鼓了，烦了，好吧，进来听听吧。
But after she comes to plead every day, then he got annoying. I say, okay.
主接下来就说，只是在人子要回来以前，在地上真的有这样信心的人吗？
Then the Lord says, "Before the Son of Man returns, can we find such one with faith on earth?"
我们今天唱得很情绪 ，Maranatha， 主，我愿意有你回来。一聚完会了，我们去哪里 party？
Today, with emotions, we sing Maranatha. We would like the Lord to return, but after gathering, we just go party.
弟兄姊妹们，那不过是一个 melodrama， 不是一个真正 heart cry.
That is only a melodrama, but not a true heart cry.
真的主回来，我们还不太愿意，因为我 party 还没完。
Actually, if the Lord really comes back now, we are not willing because my party is not over. There are so many places we haven't gone to.
弟兄姊妹们，但是这一班人，他们的祷告像妇人要生产，他们不喊，他们里面痛。
But this group of people, their prayers are like just women in travail. If they do not cry, they have pains inside.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？主在等这个祷告。
Lord is waiting for this kind of prayers.
主马上就要回来，但是他的儿女们都不 care.
Lord is coming back so soon, but his children do not care.
我们读启示录，读到第七章。
We read Book of Revelation, Chapter 7.
第七印要揭开以前。
Before the seventh seal is opened.
神吩咐天使，在以色列他的仆人们身上，额头上印上他的名字。
And God asked his angels to put a mark of his name on his servants of Israel.
他们的 forehead 上，然后呢，到第八章天上就极静，约有三十分钟。
And then in chapter 8, that there was silence in heaven for about 30 minutes.
好像神没有行动。
As if God doesn't do anything.
什么都准备好了，他的儿子要回来了，但是没有行动，这是什么原因呢？
Why was the reason for everything was being prepared, but there was no action?
神等着有一班人为着国度生出那个男孩子来祷告。
Because God is waiting for a group of people to pray for the kingdom and to give birth of this child.
Man child. 国度的那个之子。
The man child of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们看见立刻就有天使把许多的香，就是众圣徒的祷告和香，就一同放在金坛上面。
Then immediately there are the angels put all the smoke and incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
这祷告一献上去，立刻就雷轰闪电，神的行动快速的临到。
As soon as these prayers are being offered up, immediately they are thunder and lightning. Then God starts to do work.
我们知道，在旧约时代，主得着了一些人。
In the Old Testament time, God has gained a group of people.
像以赛亚
，like Isaiah，
像耶利米
，Jeremiah，
像但以理
，Daniel，
像莫迪改，
像 Mordecai，
像以斯帖
，Esther，
像以斯拉
，and Ezra，
像尼希米
，Nehemiah，
甚至他们的祷告都记载在圣经里面。
And their prayers are being recorded in Bible.
真是伏在主的面前
，They truly prostrate
一点力量都没有
，without any strength.
主啊，除非你做，除非你发怜悯。
They say, unless you do it, unless you are being merciful.
弟兄姊妹们，我讲这个，我自己心里很自责。
Brothers, sisters, as I say this, actually, I also blame myself.
因为我在侍奉主，我也没有能力把弟兄姊妹，把我自己带进这个祷告。
Because although I'm serving the Lord, but I have no ability, strength to bring brothers, sisters, and myself to enter into such prayer.
很多人呢，请原谅我讲一点，如果有一点。跟你生活雷同啊，纯属巧合，好不好
？Please forgive me saying this. If it's very similar to what your life is, it's just it's a coincidence.
这样啊 ，disclaim 啊。今天我们人喜欢去看历史。
Today we like to look at history.
去圣地耶路撒冷。
To the Holy Land, Jerusalem.
但是我们从来没有到天上看过异象。
But we have never seen the vision in heaven.
所以我们做的都是属地的东西。
So the things we do are earthly.
没有属天的东西。
Nothing's heavenly.
所以主不回来。
So the Lord is not coming back.
主不是不想回来。
Not that Lord does not want to come back, but He's enduring us.
真的是宽容。
He's still enduring us.
照着他该回来，所有的预言都应验了。
All of the prophecy about His coming back has already been fulfilled.
圣经上面还没有应验的预言呢。都是他回来的时候要发生的事情。
All the prophecies hasn't been fulfilled. Are all those that?
但是我们打着建造下一代，我们到处去看，去做这些，但是没有人祷告。
But we just build up on our children or do all other things, but nobody prays.
请原谅我讲这些话。
Please forgive me for saying this.
我讲这些话，我自己心里真的很自责。
When I say this, I also feel so bad in my heart.
神。只要一点点还握住那圣洁生命感觉的人，他就能成全他的旨意。
For God, if He still lay hold of those few people who still have the sense of life, then He's able to accomplish those.
这一般人还有一个特点。
And they still have another characteristic.
在26:19-20.
From chapter 26, verse 19 to 20.
他说：“死人要复活，尸首要兴起，睡在尘埃的啊。”要行起歌唱，以你的甘露，好像菜蔬上的甘露，地也要交出死人来。我的百姓啊，你们要来进入内室，关上门，隐藏片时，等到愤怒过去。
The dead man shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter down into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it will of a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed.
这一般渔民，他们是有内室生活的人。
This remnant, they have such a life within the chambers.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天懂得里面生活的基督徒真的很少很少。
There are very few Christians who understand the life within chambers.
我年轻的时候读 Andrew Murray， 他有一本书叫做《基督的灵》。
When I was young, I read a book called The Spirit of
Christ
by Andrew Murray.
在他的序言里面，他就叹息，那个时候是十九世纪末。
In his introduction, he said, and that was the end of the 19th century.
1880年代的时候。
Around the time of
1880. 他叹息说，现在真正懂得内室生活的人，他说这个是一个失传的艺术。
He said, this is for those who understand the life within the chamber. That's like an art that's already been
lost. 他说这是一个 lost art.
That's
要 diminished art. 弟兄姊妹们，现在这个时代，如果你真的尝过主的滋味，你就感觉呢，神的儿女们所处的是一个空前混乱、空前迷惑人的一个环境和时代。
In this generation, if you truly have tasted the goodness of the Lord, then you really realize this is such a great confusion generation.
现在神儿女们的聚会跟世界上面的这些大的秀、大的这个演唱会没有什么两样。
Now the God's people gather, but it has.
只要人多，只要那个 PA system 一响，地都动。哇，大家就觉得气氛好得不得了。
There's really no difference between God's people gather and those worldly concerts,
甚至、
or even other things.
这个人出来的时候还放干冰呢，吹得满屋烟云。
Or even when people come out for message, that there are even dry ice come out.
你看今年年轻人唱的那些诗歌，唱两个月就换了，从来不进到心里面。
And the hymns that young people sing, they change every 2 months that never enter into their hearts.
为什么呢？因为里面没有真东西。
Because there are no true things within.
我们知道，好的诗歌是圣灵赐给的。
We know that the good hymns are given by the Holy Spirit.
你那些有些老诗歌啊，越唱你里面越新鲜。
For some older hymns, the more you sing, the more you feel alive within you.
因为那里面有天的性质。
Because there are heavenly characteristics within.
请原谅我这样讲，因为我自己也在这种环境里面。
Please forgive me for saying this because I'm also.
我们绝对没有资格去批评。
That I have no right to judge.
唯有内室的生活这一般人，神说我的百姓啊，神说这些是我的百姓，这是国度的子。
Only for those people who have this life in inner chamber, then God called them my people, the people of the kingdom. They can bring out resurrection.
所以他说呢，死人啊要复起，尸首啊要兴起。
So they say the dead man should live together with my dead body, should they arise.
他们里面先享受了复活生命的滋润。
In them, they have the nourishing of the resurrected life.
而且，所以当神借着他儿子来审判全地的时候，他们能够显出一个得胜的生命。
And when God through His Son to judge the whole earth, they can reveal this overcoming life within them.
最后，我要讲到神给渔民们的一些的托付。
And in the end, I will talk about the entrustment that God gives to the remnant.
在44章28节里面。
In chapter 44, verse 28.
我们前几天已经提到一点。
We have already mentioned.
他说：“古列说，论到古列说，他是我的牧人。”必成就我所喜悦的，并下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
Thus says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid.
这一段圣经的应验呢，跌破许多怀疑者人的眼镜。
The fulfillment of this verse in Bible actually
所以他们说这绝对不是以赛亚写的。
So they thought, they said, this is definitely not written by Isaiah.
因为以赛亚说这个话的时候，离古列出生呢，还将近200年。
Because when Isaiah said this, it was still 200 years before Cyrus was born.
他能够那么清楚地讲到这个人的名字，而且他将来要做王，而且他做王的时候要下什么令，而那个令是从天上给他的。
Isaiah could say clearly the name of this person and also say that he would be king and also what commandment he would say.
后来果然有了这么古列王。
And Actually, the Cyrus really came out.
我们去读以斯拉记，你看他第一句话就讲到古列王元年的时候，他下令。
And when we read Book of Ezra, it says the first verse says that in the first year of Cyrus, he commanded.
那一般神预备好国度的子民，他们就回到荒凉的耶路撒冷。
And those group of people prepared by God for the kingdom of God, they returned to the desolate place.
他们去重建神的家。
And they rebuild the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，到新约时代，教会也曾经被掳过。
In the New Testament time, the church was also being taken captive.
仇敌来说，拆毁，拆毁，直拆到根基。
And the enemy says that destroy, destroy all the way to the foundation.
在第十六世纪的时候
，In the 16th century,
天主教就是当时人认为在地上的教会，就是基督，基督的教会。
The Catholicism was what people thought as the Church of Christ back then.
他们连得救的路都找不到。
They could not even find a way of salvation.
你用钱就可以买的买救恩。
They are able to buy salvation with money.
发赎罪券，你还没有犯的罪都可以先赎了。
So the indulgence was being given that even the things you haven't done, it can be forgiven.
有一个真实发生的事情。
So
那个教皇的卖赎罪券的那个差役，拿着一个大箱子。
So the something which really happened was that when the person selling the indulgence, that he was holding the big box.
他说：“你不仅过去的罪可以赎，现在刚刚犯的罪可以赎，将来你想犯的罪，现在都可以赎。”
He said, "Whether the things you have done before, or even the things you do now, or even the things you would like to do in the future, can be forgiven."
有个人很聪明。
Someone was so smart.
他说：“我想犯一个罪，可不可以赎？”
He said, "I would like to commit a sin."
他说：“你想犯什么罪？”
He said, "What?"
我要犯抢劫罪。
I would like to.
他抢劫罪比较贵一点，多出一点钱。
He said that the sin of robbery will be more expensive, so pay more.
他就要照着他要的钱数，他就丢进去，丢在箱子里面。
So he just put the money into the box.
他就把刀拿出来，架着他脖子，把这箱子给我。
And immediately that
我这个罪已经被赎了。
He took out this knife and said, that, "Give me this box, as my sins already been forgiven."
这就是仇敌。在神儿女们中做的破坏。
That's the distraction work enemy has done among God's children.
神的家不仅荡然无存，连得救的路都没有。
Not only the house of God is gone, but the way of salvation is gone as well.
所以神要呼召一般里面有生命的儿女回来。
So God is calling those children with life to return.
我们得救开始，主要把我们成为建造的材料，来建造他的家，那就是教会。
When as soon as we got saved, God would like to build us, become the material for His house, that is church.
教会不是举办一个宗教仪式的地方。
Church is not just holding a place to hold religious activities.
举行一些宗教活动的地方。
It's not a place to have religious activities.
不是举办一些圣经讲座的地方。
Not to have those Bible seminars.
弟兄姊妹，教会是神的家。
Church is God's house.
好，我们要在这里遇见神自己。
Here we have to meet God Himself. That is called the house of God.
但是今天很多神的仆人们把神的家不顾去做那些事情。
But today, many of God's servants they do not care about the house of God and they start to do other activities.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need the Lord to be merciful to us.
我们能够成为那一般渔民。
We can become that group of remnant.
不仅要建造神的家。
Not just to build up God's house.
而且耶路撒冷要有城墙。
And Jerusalem needs walls.
耶路撒冷讲到神掌权的地方，他的京城。
Jerusalem is His city, the place He's in reign.
我们要他的生命在我们中间丰富，救恩在我们中间清楚，我们才有保护，才有界限。
We need His life to be rich in us, and also to have a clear salvation. Then we have protection and boundary.
这是渔民们神给他们的托付。这个叫做恢复的工作。
That's an entrustment that God gives to the remnant, which is the work of restoration.
然后到六十二章第六节。
And chapter 62, verse 6.
在那里，我们看见神说呢：“耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不寂寞，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。”也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
这个城上守望的，我相信大家都明白，这是指着祷告的人说的。
I think everybody understands about watchmen. That means those who pray.
昼夜不停地呼求祷告。
They do not cease their prayers day and night.
耶路撒冷是说出神那永远旨意的一个代表。
Jerusalem is the representation of God's eternal purpose.
我们为着神永远的旨意，我们成为一个祷告的人。
For God's eternal purpose, we become the man of prayer. 然后
六十二章第十节。
And chapter 62, verse 10.
你们当从门经过，经过，预备百姓的路，修筑修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民竖立大旗。
Go through the gates. Prepare you the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather all the stones. Lift up standard for the people.
弟兄姊妹们。这些渔民他们恢复的工作内容是什么呢
？What is the content of the work of restoration, work of remnants?
你们当从门经过，经过。
Go through the gates.
我曾经在这里讲过耶路撒冷的城门。
I have mentioned about the gates of Jerusalem.
还有没有印象
？I don't know if you still have impression.
每一个门都说出对救恩的一个经历。
Each gate talks about an experience of salvation.
那个墙告诉我们说，救恩呢，在我们里面成为我们的生命，那就成为一个保护界限。
The wall means that salvation becomes our life within us, and that becomes our protection and boundary.
所以这些俗民、这些渔民呢，他们对救恩有丰富的经历。
So those remnants have a riches of experience of salvation.
生命的改变。和长进在他们里面是一个实际。
And the life of the growth and changes of life in them is a reality.
我盼望弟兄姊妹常常晚上梦游耶路撒冷。
I hope brothers and sisters often at night you would dream that you walk in Jerusalem.
我还没有去过地上的耶路撒冷。
I have never been to the Jerusalem on earth.
但是我常常晚上梦游耶路撒冷。
But usually at night I dreamed about Jerusalem. I walk around each gate.
从羊门开始
，start from the sheep gate，
然后鱼门
，and fish gate，
然后谷门
，the
old gate， 我不讲了哈，大家一个一个去想
，so you can meditate on it，
都是你对主耶稣救恩的一个经历
，and each gate is a salvation experience of the Lord，
这个经历要在我们身上扎实，要丰富，要宽广
，and those experience on us should be。Firm and also be enlarged.
然后修筑预备百姓的路
And prepare the way of people.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是啊，我们的服事是要摸人的心。
That means our service have to touch people's heart.
你知道，施洗约翰出来的时候，就是为主耶稣预备路。
John the Baptist came out to prepare the way for Lord Jesus.
那个路就是得回人心，回到神的跟前。
That is to regain people's heart to return to God.
叫主。主有路可走
，So Lord has a way to go.
然后修筑大道
，Cast up the highway.
这告诉我们说，我们要在真理上认真，使真理得着恢复。
So we have to be serious on the truth, so the truth shall be restored.
所以诗篇的作者说：“主啊，你的真理，你的话语一解开，就发出亮光，人的眼睛就明亮。”
So the psalmist says that as soon as your word, your truth is being opened up, then it's enlightened, and one's eyes can see.
他在讲到为万民竖立大旗
and lift up a banner for the people.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这讲到在世界中人还能够看见主的见证。
It says that in the world, people can still see the testimony of the Lord.
如果人要找主，他知道到那个聚会去。
If people would like to find the Lord, they know to go to certain gathering.
我知道现在很多年轻人到一个新地方啊，就在 internet 上面丢个帖子。
I know that many young people when they go to a new place, then they just go on internet.
那里有什么好玩的，有什么好吃的，我该去哪里聚会
？Then they post that where are places to go for fun and where should I go for gatherings?
有一次我就碰到一对夫妇到我们中间，我就问他，你怎么知道我们聚会的？
So once I met a couple, they came in the midst of us. I asked them, how do you know our gathering?
他说我在 internet 上丢了个帖子，人就问我，你是什么样的基督徒？
they say that I post something on internet and people ask me what kind of Christian are you?
你要喜欢什么样的基督教的活动？
What kind of Christian activities do you like?
他就说我是怎样怎样得救的。
Then they describe how they got saved.
那么人家就说你去就去那个聚会吧。
Then people tell them to go to a certain gathering.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做见证。
That is called testimony.
如果人要玩的，那就去玩的教会。
If people would like to have fun, then go to the gathering that has fun.
要表演的，就去表演的教会。
For those who like to put up a show, then go to the
要遇见主的，你必须要到有主见证的地方，为主做见证的地方。
For those who would like to meet the Lord, then you need to go to the gathering that has a testimony of the Lord.
这些是神对那些国度子民、渔民的托付。
That is the entrustment of God put on the remnants.
最后还有一个点。
And the last point,
就是渔民的祷告。
The prayers of the remnants.
所以六十三章十五节一直到六十四章结束。
From chapter 63, verse 15 until the end of 64.
我称它叫国度子民的祷告。
I call it the prayer of the people of the kingdom.
我只点一点，因为时间的缘故，我相信大家回去主会给我们更丰富的领受。
Because of time, I just point out shortly. I trust the Lord will give us more understanding.
六十三章十五节到十九节，这一班人呢，他们像儿女一样回到父亲的面前来说话。
Chapter 63, verse 15 through 19. Those group of people, just like children, talk to their father.
他们称说耶和华，你是我们的父亲。
They say that, "Oh Lord, you are our father."
你是我们的父亲。
You are our father.
那个儿子和父亲的关系是那么的真实，那么的甜美，那么的亲密。
The relationship between son and father is so real, so sweet and intimate.
第二个
，second，
他们认罪
，and they confess their sins.
他们承认自己和他们的列祖在神面前的错误和亏欠。
They confess all the shortcomings and their faults of themselves and their fathers.
他说我们呢偏离了你的道路。
They say that we have gone astray from your ways.
对，然后呢，他说呢，我们呢心里刚硬，不敬畏你。
And our hearts are hardened, not fear of you.
所以落到一个情形，我们的光景好像从来没有被称作神的子。
So we fall into a condition as if we have never been called the children of God.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就有时候我们听见说，如果基督徒像那个人一样，我就不信耶稣了。
Sometimes we hear that if being a Christian is just like that person, then I would not believe in Jesus.
他们承认说，我们以前就是这样。
They confess that we were like that.
我们挂着主耶稣的名，却叫主的名受羞辱。
We have the name of Lord Jesus, but we put their His name to shame.
名下的子民一样。
As if we have never been called as your children.
也好像呢，神你从来没有治理过的子民。
As if the people never been under your rule.
是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是我一句神的话都不听的。
That is, I never listen to any word of God.
每一件所有属灵的事，关于侍奉，我都已经先有定见了。不需要读圣经。
I already have my own thoughts. I don't even need to read Bible about service.
即便圣经讲的人读给我听了，我说何必那么认真呢？
Even if what Bible says,
我们这样做不是已经很好了吗？
Even if the Bible can be read to me, but I feel that why should we be so serious about it? Isn't that so good we do our own way?
对不起，他们承认他们犯了这个错。
They confess that they have sinned this way.
然后他们承认神对他们。的管教是对的。
And they confess the discipline of God toward them is right.
一点怨言都没有。
They have no complaints at all.
一点苦毒都没有。
No bitterness.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是渔民他们的祷告里面的态度。
And that's the attitude of the prayers of the remnants.
然后到六十四章第一节到第三节。
And from chapter 64, verse 1-3.
他们为着主的回来有一个恳切的呼求。
And they have an earnest calling for the return of the Lord.
他说：“愿你裂天而降。”
Pray that you rend the heaven and come down.
我年轻的时候参加聚会，听到有弟兄大声的祷告说：“主啊，愿你裂天而降。”哦，我想这个话怎么那么美啊？
When I was young, I attended gathering. I heard some brother pray so loudly that Lord, rain the heaven come down. I feel this so beautiful.
我想是不是今天主就到我们中间，这就叫裂天而降。
I thought, is it that if the Lord just comes in the midst of us today, does it mean raining the heaven and come down?
我们知道可以这样运用啊，但它真正的意思是指着主回来。
The truth.
他怎样驾着云上去，怎样驾着云回来。
The true meaning it points to the Lord comes back. How he went up through the cloud, and also he by the cloud comes back.
他回来的时候，就是这一班等候主的人昂首挺胸的时刻。
And when the time he comes back is when those group of people waiting for him that they can strengthen themselves.
第四节到十二节。
From verse 4 to 12.
他们有等候主回来的心和生活。
They have the heart and life of waiting for the Lord to return.
他们，我简单的讲，他们有忧伤痛悔的心。
Simply speaking, they have the contrite and broken heart.
他们在神的面前自卑。
And they humble themselves before God.
而且他们呢，跟神说啊，你是窑匠，我是泥。
And they tell God that you are the potter, I'm the clay.
我们是你手中的工作。
We are the work of your hand.
换句话说，他们把自己没有条件的交在主的手中。
So without any condition, they offer themselves unto God's hand.
主，你怎么对我，我都说阿门。
Lord, whatever you do to me, I say amen.
刚才我们波饼聚会最后一首诗歌，我很稀奇，主感动我们弟兄姊妹选那首诗歌。
For the last hymn during the Lord's table, I was very amazed the Lord touched our brother and sister to choose that hymn.
主啊，求你拣选我道路。
Lord, choose our way, choose my way.
你让我拣选，主啊，我不要了。
I do not want my own choice.
我不晓得我们在座年轻孩弟兄姊妹，你们申请大学，你们说主啊，我要去那个学校。
I don't know.
你要答应我。
Any of the young people here say that, Lord, I would like to go to that college, therefore listen to my prayer.
能这样祷告已经很好了，会依靠主，对不对？
It's already good to pray this way because can depend on the Lord.
但是更好的是跟主说，主啊，你为我拣选，因为我知道你的眼光比我的眼光好。
But what's even better is that, Lord, choose for me because your decision is better than mine.
这就是这一班等候主回来人，他们的态度。
And that is the attitude for those who are waiting for Lord to come back.
他们没有条件的把自己交在神的手中。
Without any condition, they offer themselves unto God's hand.
完全接受神的主权。
Completely accept God's sovereignty.
他们说我是泥，你是窑匠。
They say we are the clay, you are the potter.
你把我做成一个漂亮的器皿，我感谢你；把我做成一个瓦器不粗糙的器皿，我也感谢你。
If you create me into a good vessel, beautiful vessel, I thank you. But if you just create me into a rough vessel, I still thank you.
他们承认神一切的带领，一切的作为，都是有目的的，有意义的，而且是绝对对的。
They confess all of the guidance and the work of God is with purpose, meaningful, and absolutely right, correct.
最后呢，他们求主垂顾他自己的百姓。
And at the very end, they pray that God watches over His own people.
他们永远和所有的弟兄姊妹站在一起。
They're always standing together with all the brothers and sisters.
虽然肉身上他们不能和所有的神的儿女在一起。
Although in fleshly body, they cannot be together with all the God's children.
但是他们的灵是在神的国度的里面。
But their spirit is within the kingdom of God.
所以他们成为神能够使用带进国度的人。
So they become the people whom God can use and bring in the kingdom.
我很感谢主，主带我这一次来到这里。
I very thank the Lord for bringing me here this time.
主也帮助我再一次的思想以赛亚书。
And Lord also helped me once again meditate upon Book of Isaiah.
愿主借着他的话祝福我们。
Pray the Lord bless us through His words.
我们知道还有不多的时候，他就要回来。
We know that He will come back very soon.
但他需要得着我们。成为预备好迎接他的人。
But he needs to gain us to be prepared for his coming.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们本来是在粪堆中，在灰尘里的人。
We were the ones originally in dung and in dust.
下火湖是我们的结局。
And our result is being in the lake of hell.
是我们该得的。
What we should receive.
但是你却向我们有何等样的怜悯和拯救。
But you are so merciful to us and also with your redemption.
主啊，你听过我们许多的祷告。
Lord, you have listened to so many of our prayers.
你满足过我们许多的要求。
And you have met our set many of our needs.
你也供应了我们许多的需要。
And you have provided many of our needs.
主啊，我们在你的恩典中，我们献上感谢。
Lord, in your grace, we offer up our thanksgiving.
主啊，但愿你在蒙救赎的儿女里面。
Lord.Pray that among your children who are being saved,
你也能够找到你的满足和喜悦。
You can also find your satisfaction and pleasure.
愿你怜悯我们。
Pray that have mercy upon us.
得着我们。
Gain us.
成为一般活在宝座管制底下的儿女。
Become the children who can live under the rule of the throne.
让我们在地上的生活和侍奉。
So our life and service on earth.
不仅仅是主你满足我们
Not just that Lord satisfies us
求你也让我们能够成为你的满足
Pray that we can also become your satisfaction
我们能够和那些渔民站在一起
So together we can stand with the remnant
预备好迎接你的回来
Prepare for your coming
主啊我们要承认
Lord we have to confess
我们要宣告
We have to proclaim
国度权柄荣耀都是你的。
Kingdom, power, authority is all yours.
我们愿你快来。
Lord, come back soon.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.